Welcome to the Spirit Guided Life Podcast. Get ready to explore limitless ways of creating a dialogue with your spirit, including awesome guests, lightworker tips, and intuitive inspirations. So say yes to tuning in to your heart, be willing to trust the invisible, and stand by to be Spirit Guided with your host, Alex Levy.
Welcome. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the show. I hope you all are well. I'm coming to you from my home in Atlanta, and it's actually a really, really beautiful summer day, but it's starting to feel a little bit like fall already, and I just can't believe it. We have about, 3.5 months left of this year. So this is episode 47, and today we're talking about anger, and specifically we're talking about how to deal with anger and what we can learn from it. So when you listen to this episode, I want you to think about what happens when you're angry. What happens when you feel out of control, or how do you feel about true vulnerability and expressing your emotions? Are there masks that you feel you wear? Are you afraid to feel anger? Do you feel like anger is unspiritual and you'd rather focus on positive things? Think about how anger resonates for you and how you feel about your own anger as I share with you the rest of this episode. So let's get started. Now, I wanted to do this episode for a while now because, well, to be honest, there is a lot of anger in the collective. So this is an important topic, I feel, because there is a lot we can learn from anger, actually. So in this episode, we're going to talk about what we can learn from the anger. What is its purpose? Why does it show up? And really, what's the wisdom in it? But this podcast specifically is not really for anger management or how to even express your anger. For more information on processing emotions, I highly recommend you listen to episode 37 titled How to Process Emotions. I'm sure I will do a more detailed episode on how to express and deal with anger in a different episode, but this is more geared towards what we can learn from anger. And this is probably also going to help you better understand the anger that you're also dealing with, or I should say we are dealing with, on a collective level. This is a very interesting year with the coronavirus, with all the social issues happening, with the election happening. There's a lot of control people are coming to awaken to. So with that happening, it's very natural, of course, that anger gets stirred up. But really, I want you to look at your own inner anger as well. So you can change anything you like about yourself. You really can. You are not helpless. I love this message that Buddha said, and that is, holding onto anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. But you are the one who gets burned. It's so true, isn't it? So firstly, I want to kind of dispel some misconception about anger. And that is the big one I see in this line of work with spiritual people is that, well, you can't be, anger isn't spiritual, right? We have to be positive. We have to focus on gratitude, which is true, but we can't focus on anger because it's not a spiritual thing. And I have to say that in and of itself is one of the most unspiritual things I've heard of. It's extremely unspiritual, I believe, to not acknowledge anger or pretend like it's bad. So what is anger? Anger is not just a state of mind, but a whole body experiential emotional response that stems from our perceptions. It stems from our perceptions of being threatened, of being wrong, of being judged, being embarrassed. Anger comes with that fight or flight response. That's why it is a whole body experience. Now, I was always taught that anger was not a true emotion. And I like to think that it is still an emotion, but let's rephrase the whole idea of anger not being a true emotion. And let's use a better word and call it a secondary emotion, because that's really what it is. So what do I mean by that? You're not ever really just angry. There's something more. There's something underneath that anger. And when you can dig a little deeper, you can better learn, really, from your anger, what's really happening. What was the trigger? Why are you feeling that way? Very rarely, I would say 99% of the time, no one is angry just because they're angry. There's always a root cause of that anger. So yes, anger is an emotion, but there is a secondary thing happening, and you gotta go deeper. And that's what we're doing here. So you came to the right place. But the good news is you can decide to not dwell in your anger. But I'm not going to tell you that you have to release it or you have to move through it. You will move through it, similarly to forgiveness, at a pace and speed that is right for you according to the vibrational match you are putting out. Now, the word emotion is really emotion, energy in motion. Anger is very, very palpable. And anger can reside, and it does actually, inside of our energy centers, in our chakras. And it also can trickle down through our chakras, out of our chakras, into our auric field, in our etheric bodies. So when we feel powerless, we therefore feel out of control. Therefore, there's a sense of anger. So let's talk about the purpose of anger. What is its purpose? And I think this is really fascinating. So just listen to this with an open mind. The purpose of anger, it's really there to help us move back into balance. Because on some aspect, on a core level, we have actually been deceitful with our true self. We are probably either ignoring our shadow side. We are probably in denial. We're probably not telling the truth with something. We're probably not in alignment. You may be thinking, well, how can that be when, you know, I was driving and this person, you know, ran into my bumper? I got angry. I have a right to be angry. Well, the real purpose of anger isn't about the other people as much. The purpose of anger is to bring you back into a state of grace. Not necessarily happiness, not peace. Anger is really about reestablishing neutrality and a democracy with your inner self. Because anger is an emotional reaction to resistance. Anger really is neutral. So what happens when anger shows up? Well, when anger shows up, it actually has kind of a bizarre way of grounding us. 90% of the time, I'd say, it brings us back into our bodies. And in return, some people find that by experiencing whatever anger they're experiencing, think about the times you may have gone off on someone in a fit of your own anger. You probably notice that when you're feeling angry, it's a lot easier to tell someone how you feel versus when you are in a calm, kind of passive state. It's weird, but it's because of this feeling of being grounded. Sometimes when we're in such a calm, blissful state, we're actually in that astral, we're projecting. A lot of us psychic people have a tendency to spend so much time up on those higher chakras that we're so not fully present. So that's a funny thing that's happening when anger shows up. And I want you to pay attention to times when it shows up for you. Think about that. Are you actually feeling more grounded? Is it easier for you to say things? So when we feel anger, we really have the opportunity right then and there to kind of clear the line of our emotions. It's like your anger is this kind of an emotional dump truck saying, all right, I'm ready to get rid of it. Or if you don't, what's going to happen is you're going to take it to the emotional trash heap where it's going to get stored. And you're going to start getting some psychic free radicals, which are then in turn going to end up in your energy field and then get stuffed down into your chakras and possibly cause some health issues later down the line because you're holding on to such volatile emotions that have no way of getting out. But energetically, when you're angry, you actually often have a harder time hearing your higher guidance because you are kind of in this lower vibrational frequency. So anger is actually kind of a really great way to let go of what you want to let go, to let go of what isn't of your highest vibration. You're really given a chance to clear it out, to get rid of it, to take it to that dump truck and let it go. Anger is giving you the chance to find out what is really festering underneath this anger. What's really happening in my inner world? Because when anger shows up, it's so easy to let the ego take the driver's seat. Because part of you is acting out of fear and doesn't want to keep getting hurt. But anger just doesn't happen for no reason, even though it seems like it sometimes. So see what you were experiencing before. See what was happening on your inner and outer world, because it's all a mirror. See what emotions are getting stirred up. It could be that there's some laziness going on. It could be maybe there's not much ambition. You know, you may not feel like you have any goals, or there could be a feeling of entitledness. Could just be fear. Could be a feeling of betrayal. You could just feel like you're not getting your needs met. So when it's coming up, remember, it's coming up because there's time and there's a need for some sort of mental clearing. Something needs to be cleared away. Oftentimes, you know, even after a burst of anger or just moments where you feel like, ugh, what's happening? I'm angry, right? You'll feel like there is, right after that, you'll feel like there is kind of a stabilization or perhaps even a physical integration, and that's because there has been. Anger doesn't have to be this kind of big bad wolf. You know, if you can get to the core underlying emotion, it is so much easier to move through it, to process it, and to let it go. You never really are just angry. Remember that. Now, sensitive people, like I said earlier, we do have a difficult time dealing with anger. And this is often because of our empathy. It's because of our extreme sensitivity. And this can be like an extreme overload of power kind of going through the circuitry. However, the more in tune you are with spirit, the more in tune you are with your intuition, the more you practice mindfulness of on this path of personal growth, the more aware you are, you get what I'm saying? The more easily you're able to move through anger as you already kind of have that higher awareness and the higher perspective. And that's extremely beneficial. So if you're listening to this podcast, you're already in that category, and you're probably going to find it's going to be a lot easier. Now, of course, I have issues with anger like most people, but when I find myself now having an angry moment or when something really sets me off, I find that I don't stay in that space very long. It doesn't really last. I'm more easily able to move through it. And that is because of spiritual practices, of awareness, of my spirit, of the power of my intuition, which I trust. So like many things, the more work you do, it does really just get easier. So I want to share with you three really easy keys. I'm calling them the three keys of working with anger. These are simple. This should be easy to remember. And just come back to these when you are dealing with your anger. Now, these aren't necessarily keys to express it, just in kind of working with anger. Let's start off with working with it first before we express it. That comes later. So key number one is kindness. Really, I'm serious. Be kind to yourself with what you are experiencing. Be kind to yourself with what you're feeling. This is not a place for self-judgment when it comes to dealing with your anger. So please, kindness. I don't need to explain this any further. The second key is underlying emotions. This is what we talked about earlier. Try and see what is really going on. What's the secondary thing that's happening, that's festering underneath that anger? Find out the root. And if you really can't, if you're trying to and you feel like you're blocked, and for some reason you just feel like you don't have the perception or awareness to figure out what the root is, then guess what? I'm going to give you permission to make it up. Make it up. Name it. Name something. Give it a name. Make it up. Even if it's not real, even if you don't know what it is, start there. I'm telling you, it will work. And the third key is be truthful. When you're truthful, when you're confident in your truths, you will then move back into that space of alignment. But if you're telling yourself something or you're convincing yourself something's true and it's not, well, you're kind of on that merry-go-round, just going round and around. So find that truth. Ask yourself, is it really true? Can I be sure? Is it really true? So the three keys, kindness, find that underlying emotion, and find the truth. And be confident in your truth. Because the more you know who you are, the more personal work you do, the more you will kind of arise through anger, because you'll just kind of know. You'll be able to flow more through it. That's why concepts like self-love are so important, because it helps you move through things. It helps you come back to that state of flow. So there's wisdom in anger. Anger is here because it's showing you your inner natural core of what's really going on, what you're really feeling. So when you feel angry, think of it as a chance to remove falsehoods. Anger is to know you are disconnected from source, but that's okay because you can plug right back into it. Anger is an expression, but it's not an authentic expression unless you find the truth. Remember, your words are. So I want to leave you with this. When you're dealing with anger, you can go within. You can listen lovingly to your inner self, to your spirit. Be willing to let go of the fear for just now, just for a moment. Be willing to step aside and let go of attachment. Jump back to the frequency of love. When you do that, that's when grace comes in. The result of dealing with our anger, working with it, understanding it, is so healing. By doing so, you really move back into that space of pure unconditional love, the right to love and be loved. It also helps to heal your heart, to forgive yourself, others, by letting go of your defenses. So remember, you have the fullness of Source within you. So stay open, and I'm wishing you all lots and lots of love. There we have it for another episode of the Spirit Guided Life Podcast. I hope you enjoyed, and don't forget to please leave a review and rate this show, as it really helps us show up more on iTunes to reach more lightworkers like yourself. For more information, swipe up on the show notes or connect with me over on alexlevyonline.com. And until next time, stay spirit guided.